Darren Oliver joins us now. He joined me this summer.
To which we got
classic lines like, if I recall, Canada, it's not as bad as you think, and if you're thirsty, it's too late.
He could run in the election. Yeah.
Actually, we had a great interview with Darren. He joins us now. How are you?
Good, man. Don't forget about the muffins, too.
Oh, yes. He had a, what was it? You had a special muffin stop somewhere when he played.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Chocolate chip muffin.
Oh, I love chocolate chip.
I'm definitely going to get one Thursday morning. I can promise you that.
Plus, you're in the, I feel bad that you were here the 2 years you were here where you had an even exchange rate. The rate now is like $1.30. Like, it's like going in, it's like wearing a ski mask into a bank. That's what your paychecks would be if you were still pitching here.
Exactly, but that's all right though. I'm coming up there tomorrow, so I'll get a little bit of a payback.
We figured as much. Yeah. We figured as much. So tell us, pitching wise, Gallardo game one, Hamels game two. I would guess this works out nicely. And Cole was excellent for you guys on Sunday when he needed to be to make sure you didn't have to play an extra game, and you still got game five wide open, as you well know. Either guy can go based on the days of rest, right?
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, the fact that Cole had to go out there and pitch on Sunday, you know, and seal it for him, it was great. But, you know, on the flip side, he can't pitch game one. But, hey, you know, all this is just getting into the postseason, actually. So nobody's going to complain about that.
When we talked this summer, I mean, who would have thought that this would be the ALDS series, Texas and the Blue Jays, and these two teams have been two of the hottest in the second half in Major League Baseball. You know, we're going to debate turning points of this season here in Toronto. What was the moment, do you think, for you guys where the season kind of turned on a dime a little bit and people started believing?
I think when they made the trade, in July for Cole, and it seemed like it all just started to click. And actually, the Astros weren't as hot as they were. Obviously, they kind of slid a little bit, but it happens in baseball. Usually the team that gets hot in the end usually comes out on top, and that's exactly what happened. It's not how you start. It's always how you finish, right?
It's very much like that. Darren Oliver, our guest, Brady Walker.
Hey, how you finish, eh?
That's right.
That's correct.
That works, yeah. Careful. Yeah. You can't say that around the Rangers clubhouse. Careful.
No.
That's all right.
Tell us, you got a healthy Josh Hamilton as well, and that means a lot to the Texas fan base. That means a lot to his teammates. I know he had a 2-home-run game last week. That's important. There's a guy who's been there, done that in the postseason as a Ranger, hasn't he?
Absolutely, and he's dangerous. I mean, if we can get a healthy Josh out there, it just takes the pressure off Prince Fielder and Adrian Beltre, and it definitely makes that lineup a lot more potent.
What's the game plan against David Price? I mean, when you have to pitch a guy like Cole Hamels on a Sunday to get in, and here are the Jays, and they clinched a week ago, you know, the likelihood of facing a guy like David Price twice in the series is very, very high. How do you beat a guy like that come playoff time?
Runs may come at a premium. So when you get guys on base, obviously what's important is getting the guy over and getting the runner in if there's a guy on third base with less than two outs. You got to just find a way to scratch together some runs. Giovanni goes out there and pitches, you know, the way he's been pitching against Toronto during the season. And you just try to piece it together, and, you know the game's probably going to be close, and try not to make too many mistakes on the field.
Do you think come playoff time, there's a risk sometimes that teams might get into this playoff mindset and change their identity? Like, I wonder about Toronto a little bit, because we know that the offense, and they scored the most runs in the majors by over 100. They can mash. They had three guys right up around 40 home runs. Like, is there a danger sometimes of saying, hey, things are tighter, we need to play more small ball, we need to swipe more bases, and getting out of what you do well?
Usually when you get to the postseason, the teams that make it usually have pretty good pitching. So if people really think that, you know, both teams are going to go out there and score 8 runs a game, it's going to be a slugfest. Usually that doesn't happen. I'm not saying that it won't, but normally you're getting the best of the best. Obviously, you know, we're getting Price right off the bat. And then he could probably come back and pitch game 4 or 5. And, you know, usually you're going to get the top 3 pitchers, you know, on each team. And usually those teams are real good. That's why, you know, they came in first place in their division. And that's why it's in the postseason. That's why everybody can't make it. So the best teams are usually the ones that are in the postseason, obviously.
Darren Oliver's kind enough to join us. Tons of playoff experience. Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So your very first playoff moment was a Friday home start against a Yankees team that would win the World Series that year. You go against Jimmy Key, a playoff veteran. Tell us what that – we're going to see this with Marcus Stroman in this series, where it's a young guy, mid-20s, electric stuff. What is different about the preparation? What's different about the first batter, the first pitch, the first inning? What do you remember about that night in 96?
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. A long time ago, yes.
Yeah, I was young. Actually, I probably didn't even care that it was a postseason game. I was just out there pitching, having fun. I never really let the pressure get to me. I was always one of pretty relaxed. If you know me, if anybody knows me, knows that I'm a pretty relaxed guy. And I just go out there and have fun. And, you know, I didn't really get caught up in the moment. I just went out there and I knew I was pretty good. I was probably a little bit more cockier than I am now. So there's no telling what was really going through my mind at that time.
Yeah, you get Derek Jeter and Tim Raines to get out, and then Bernie Williams takes you deep, and then you get Cecil Field. I mean, we're talking almost Hall of Famers, four guys who all had amazing careers, 18, 20-year careers in the first inning.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. I just remember there was a whole lot of excitement in the air. It was our first time being in the postseason, with Texas Rangers, and excitement, man. It was great. I loved every bit of it. I just wish that we could have won, but obviously the Yankees beat a lot of teams besides us to get to where they are. So we just kind of catapulted them into winning, I guess, four more World Series. So I guess maybe that's my fault.
We wouldn't pin it on you. We wouldn't.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Who's tougher tonight? Is it Dallas Keuchel or Tanaka? Who have you guys had more trouble with?
You know what? The game's in New York, right?
Correct, yep.
I mean, I don't know what it is, man, playing in New York, that New York mystique. It's tough playing there. It's tough to beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. I don't care who's pitching. I don't care what team it is. It's you definitely need to take the crowd out of it from the beginning.
Yeah, there's something with the wild cards, Darren, since they've started. It feels like if the road team can score early, they kind of hang in there and hang on. I mean, Chicago's got that tomorrow night with Arrieta going against Cole, and Chicago's a slight favorite. Like, that's an incredible game tomorrow where you got both teams have won 95-plus games. That doesn't usually happen in a wild card.
No. I'm sure there's probably a lot of people upset about how that kind of shook out, but that's just the way it is. And, you know, obviously it's going to be a great game to watch. I'm going to watch that one tomorrow and this one tonight. But usually sometimes you got to go with that home team when it's just one game. But you definitely need to take the crowd out of it, no doubt.
Well, we hope you have fun up here Thursday. We have good memories of you being up here. We all wish the team could have been playing deep into September, and it had its moments. But I think the crowd you're going to see Thursday, you only saw two opening days here, but that's the only comparison point. It's going to be nuts, and I'm sure you've seen it on TV. It's fans are coming out like never before here.
Oh, I know. Plus, my boy Pat Hinkins gets to throw out the first pitch in game two, so I'm excited to see him